Welcome to Preservation of One. I'm your host, Alexandria August. So listen, so you know, I'm scrolling and I've been seeing like a lot of hateful things talking about Jaquan Wright, right? Or whatever. This is my thing. We're not going to ever be in agreement with someone always totally, right? But this is my thing. That's what, you know, like the episode from the other day, Black Ball, right? But which she's not Black Ball. Actually, she's popping. But anyways, one of the episodes the other day, Black Ball, this is my thing. This is my thing. Hold on. Okay, so this is my thing. Whenever she was telling everybody about the things that Puffy was doing, and even when she tell people about the things that other people does, right? And obviously she's been telling the truth the whole time. What it is, and Charleston White made a very valid point, what I heard today. You know what I'm saying? People, we don't want the doggone truth. You know what I'm saying? The truth is to the person who tells it, right? But people didn't know that they be lying and still be, you know, talking whatever, however, either way. But he said the whole thing perfectly. But anyways, the thing is, P. Diddy, he's more popular than Jaquan Wright, right? Well, she's like I said, she's popping now. He's more popular than Jaquan Wright. He's helped change a lot of lives, just like he's broken a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? And jack their life up or whatever, and they having to restart or whatever. But the good thing about it, he did afford them to make a name for themselves, so they're able to continue on. But the suffering and pain that he caused them, you know, money or nothing can replace that, because he's did some horrible things. But the thing, what I'm saying is, a lot of people be on her tail and got so much to say about her. Listen, this is my thing. Not saying that I'm a fan of Jaquan Wright, but what I'm saying is, when you dealing with people that are whistleblowers, how are you going to sit up there and hate people that are whistleblowing? They putting you up on game about these doggone people. I guess ignorance is bliss in a lot of situations, huh? You know what I'm saying? Because if she's sitting up here telling, if her and whoever else decide to sit up here and tell about these celebrities, because the celebrities, the people, they are more popular. People want to believe, hey, that person didn't do such and such. That person this, that person that. Oh, okay. That person has a lot of people in their camp around them that has witnessed them do a lot of horrible things. And just so happen, like, these people, they have been telling their stories for years. A lot of them are too ashamed to come out and tell their stories. But I tell you what, the ones that do come out and tell their stories, I applaud them. I'm a fan of theirs. You know why I'm a fan of theirs? Because they got more guts. They got more courage. They got more faith in themselves, in God. You know what I'm saying? They take balls to come out and tell those stories. You know what I'm saying? That they witnessed. You know what I'm saying? Who was a D.L. Hughley? Basically, he was saying, if you've been around all that stuff and you knew that person was doing wrong, you are not a victim. You are an accomplice. You know what I'm saying? So the thing about it is, when the accomplices choose to step out, or when the, yeah, but when the accomplices choose to step out and tell what's happening, you know what I'm saying? Then they get ridiculed. But guess what? Keep doing it. You know what I'm saying? Because people will lie on your name. They will lie on your name for whatever reason it is that's chosen. You know what I'm saying? And then the thing about it, they're going to bring that lie to you, and they're going to bring that lie to everybody else trying to get you to side with them, right? But in her case, everything that she has been saying was proven true. You know what I'm saying? Just like Gene Deal, everything was proven true. You know what I'm saying? Just like Busta Rhymes security guard. I can't remember his name. Apparently it was proven true. You know what I'm saying? And then the whole situation about Usher having to go to the hospital with P. Diddy because, you know, he was bleeding allegedly. You know what I'm saying? And the whole Justin Bieber situation. This is my thing. I meant to record this the other day. Let me tell you behind something. I don't care how rich you is, if you're a billionaire or nothing, or a trillionaire. You got to look at it. True indeed. Certain community has given the boy, have given Justin Bieber the swag that he has, but the boy can sing. You know what I'm saying? Well, the man can sing. He's very talented. I like his music myself. But he can sing. He's talented. You know what I'm saying? You know, great performer. You know what I'm saying? All that, right? So this is my thing. You built this man up to be the prince that he is, just like Usher. You built him up to be the prince that he is. Very, you know, good entertainers. You know what I'm saying? Singers and everything else. I like both of their music and everybody else that he has built up in their careers. You know what I'm saying? Built up, you know, career-wise. So anyway, what I'm saying is, you to set up and choose a white boy of all people. When if that boy get up on the stand, you done just off of him alone. Oh, okay, just off of him alone. P. Diddy, you done. I mean, seriously. You know what I'm saying? His statements, his testimony with Trump, Usher, and everybody else's. His and Cassie, oh, you know what I'm saying, y'all. Y'all know the white people's statements go Trump there. Oh, okay, all them other people's. I'm so missing sometimes. The other people's statements. But anyway, this man here is a prince to multiple people around the globe, as well as Usher, don't get me wrong. But Justin Bieber got more crossover fans than what Usher does, it seems. No, he does. Than what Usher does. Usher is loved, and Usher is a whole movement by himself. You can't deny that. That man put in his time. He put in that work. All them albums was thebomb.com for me, and obviously for millions of others as well. But what I'm saying is, Mr. Bieber, and all those people that were taking advantage of him when they said he was in the club, giving fellatio, and how Puff was making him do fellatio, all kind of stuff, and everything else. Puff, yo, you was a sick mother. You was old sick, nasty. You was a nasty mother. You know what I'm saying? Oh, nasty dog you. Oh, dog a mother. Oh, God. Funny looking ass. Anyway, all this foolishness you did to him and all those people, you know what I'm saying, causing all them people so much doggone war within themselves. Probably came to him sure. Probably came to him unsure, but like a narcissist weak person, what he did was took somebody who was unsure or insecure and added nothing but doggone confusion, drama, and stress and torment to their doggone life. Somebody come to you and they're not unsure. Somebody come to you and they're lost. You're supposed to guide them on the way, on their way, the right way, not add more confusion to it. Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but anyways, so back to that. So this is my thing. When you got people that speaking up about it, how you going to ridicule those people? That don't make no sense. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy because that person is more popular, because people want to believe the popular person more than what they want to believe the other people that's coming out about the situations. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's backwards. It's backwards because that person is not as wealthy or as well known. You know what I'm saying? So you want to sit up here and discredit these people and talk about these people. And like I said before, and I had to check somebody the other day. Well, I ain't had to check somebody. I just was, you know, scrolling and I seen it, all the hate. And I was like, one thing about it, she came closer to those people. Than what most of us would ever, you know what I'm saying, come close to those people in a personal setting. I ain't talking about no concert. I'm talking about in a personal setting. These are people that she actually worked with. These are people that she's been around. These are people that has mutual friends of theirs, or, you know what I'm saying, or hers, or, you know, whatever the case may be. So, I mean, it's like, how in the world are you going to sit up there? Okay, great. How you going to sit up there and doggone hate on a doggone woman because, and who the hell are these doggone people? If these people here ain't God, just like we ain't. You know what I'm saying? We got God in us. But, you know what I'm saying? These people here, these ain't, you know. I mean, that's why I made the, you know, with the episodes idols, blackball, and whatever other episodes I've made about that. Like, stop idolizing people. You know what I'm saying? And people, they so petty. You tell the truth on them. You know what I'm saying? Stupid, simple-minded, poor vibration people, they'll turn around and tell a lie on you just because you told the truth on them. You know, somebody been telling you this here for years, how evil this person is, and then for people to sit up there, oh, she lying. Oh, he lying. Oh, they this and that. Oh, they... Whatever. Either way, apparently you're seeing what type of person these people is that you're talking about. Believe them, I guess. You know, ain't no I guess. I know. Believe these doggone people and stop idolizing people. If you put all that energy into worshiping God and idolizing God, I promise you, that's who can change your life in a good way. That's who's going to bless you. You know what I'm saying? That's who wakes you up. You know what I'm saying? That's your comforter. Right there, you know what I'm saying? That's your everything. Put that energy into God and stop putting your energy into idolizing these people that walk the dog on earth with you. If you strip them people down to whatever it is that you is, y'all are the same. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, y'all are the same in certain incidents, meaning like y'all are both human. You know what I'm saying? Y'all are both people. You know what I'm saying? You're not, you know, as filthy as that person, moral and principle-wise, you're not filthy as that person, but, and so many other things, but, you know, y'all are human, you know what I'm saying, we all are human, you know what I'm saying, come on now, that's all I'm saying, this is just my interpretation of the situation, this is how I truly feel, I mean, come on now, and I'm so mad that I missed the Andre 3000 concert here in Houston. It was August the 25th, but I was with my daughter and her grandbaby. So, you know, and of course I choose that all day over any concert. But honey, I just would love to go see Andre 3000 in concert. I'm a huge fan. You know, I was talking to a friend about it. They were talking about sitting in the front row. I said, ain't no doggone groupie. I just like good music. I like art. You know what I'm saying? I like art. Damn near all expressions of art during here, as long as it's good. You know what I'm saying? Or what I would consider good. You know what I'm saying? And of course, I love music. I can't say that enough. But yes, I would love to go see him and so many people who I would love to go see, honey. Anyways, I'm your host, Alexandria August. I thank you.